At North Huron, Packet 5 and 4, North Huron at 8-1.
Well, these two teams just met a few weeks ago, and it was not even close. It was North Huron 22-0. I don't know if the Warriors can pitch a shutout tonight, but I think that they definitely have enough offense and enough defense to win this game, at least by a couple scores.
If I remember correctly, it was nothing at halftime, so it was closer than that at one time. But I don't think that North Huron will stay off the board that long this time. I think they score early, they score often, and win that game.
And Bay City All Saints, who lost to North Huron last week, takes on Aunt Marion, Marion the Librarian.
Marion has not played a strong schedule. Don't be fooled by their 7-2 record. I think Bay City All Saints, going through that NCTL, playing a couple of those NCTL Stars teams, has played a tough enough schedule that they're going to win this game and set up a rematch with North Huron next week.
I thought maybe I was going to get the upset pick on you there. I got Bay City All Saints, too. They're battle-tested. They have a team we've kind of followed a little bit more this year, and I think they go in and stun Marion. I don't think they see him coming.
On to region number 4, we have Battle Creek St. Philip at Flint International, and that's really our only local team on this side.
I've said it before, I've said it again, Flint International for me on this side of the bracket is the dark horse sleeper to make it to the Superior Dome. They're the only NCTL Stars team that dropped down to Division II, and I think that's going to give them a huge advantage as they go into the playoffs.
It's a tough schedule. I think they could beat Battle Creek St. Philip also, setting up what would be an awesome game with Portland St. Patrick.
And, of course, Battle Creek St. Philip and Flint International, the winner of that game takes on the winner of North Adams Jerome and Portland St. Patrick, who's at 8-1. Moving on to the 11-player MHSAA playoffs in Division 7. We have three local teams, and two of them are squaring off tonight, USA and Cass City.
How can you not be impressed with what you saw from USA last week, coming off the big Cooper Caulfield injury and pushing Harbor Beach to the limit? I certainly think they're going to do the same with Cass City. They're going to be in this game. Cass City has survived what we thought would be the letdown, the game where they don't show up and play. I don't think this is the week. Cass City still finds a way to win, but it's a tight game for most of the way.
Well, when these two teams played earlier in the season, USA was leading the final 2 minutes of this game and just couldn't come up with enough stops to keep Cass City out of the end zone. So USA can definitely play with this team. I think in the end, just too many athletes Cass City features, but this is going to be a close game all the way through. But I'll go with Cass City by a score.
And a team that Cass City beat in week number 1 is now taking on Lakers in week number 10 at Laker Country. Flint Hamity travels to Elkton Pigeon Bayport.
Cass City handled Flint Hamity the first time. I know that was early in the season, and Lakers beat Cass City in a close one. I mean, a coin flip at the end. But I think Lakers is so good that they will handle Flint Hamity by a couple scores.
This has the potential to probably be the most entertaining game to watch as far as two teams going at each other. These are two teams that are going to be out in space making plays. They're not going to be grinding into the line. I agree, Dave. In the end, Lakers should win this game pretty handedly, but it's going to be a fun game to watch, I think.
And, of course, that's in Region number 2, District 2. In Region 2, District 1, the winner of USA Cass City, Flint Hamity, and Lakers in 2 weeks would take on one of these four teams, either Saranac, New Lothrop, who is a friendly foe of the Greater Thumb Conference, Grand Rapids North Point Christian, and the defending Division 7 champions, Powama Westphalia.
I don't think there's any question about it that New Lothrop's going to win their game, and I just think Powama Westphalia has too much history in the playoffs not to set up what would be a great district championship game between New Lothrop and Powama.
And I'll take that one step further. I agree completely, Dave, and I think Powama is going to beat New Lothrop. Just what we saw last year from New Lothrop, I don't think there's anything that tells me that New Lothrop's going to be any better. And when they face a team that's as physical or can be matched them physically, they tend to have a lot of trouble with that. Ubley did that last year, and we saw Powama up close and personal. That was a very physical team. So I think when those two teams meet, don't be surprised if it's Powama Westphalia that beats New Lothrop.
Moving on to Division 8, the game that we are seeing tonight takes place in Division 8, and we have Ubley and Harbor Beach, of course. Our predictions are in for that. The winner of Ubley and Harbor Beach goes on to take on the winner of Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart, potentially the last game they play in 11-player football as they're making the switch to 8-player next season. They're taking on the Catholics of Saginaw of Saginaw-Novell.
Well, unfortunately, it probably will be their last game. Saginaw-Novell, they're pretty darn good, and I think that's going to be where our teams, whether it's Harbor Beach or Ubley, is heading to next week.
Yeah, it would be a colossal upset for Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart to beat Novell, and I think whether it's Ubley or Harbor Beach, I give them a real reasonable shot, a real good shot to compete and beat Nouvelle next week.
And, of course, the supposed experts are in with their predictions of the Harbor Beach Upley game. Doug Cole taking Harbor Beach by 5. Paul P. Adams, Harbor Beach by 8. And Dave Hansen, Harbor Beach by 10 points. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network as we are just 30 minutes away from kicking off from Harbor Beach, Michigan in the pre-district game of Division 8. Playoffs of the High School Football Athletic Association. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. In return, we'll take a look at the away team, the LW Bearcats. Rate this on Sports Radio 102.1.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motors Carroll. We have preloaded 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drives left at an unbelievable deal. They all have 7 passenger seating, rear air and heat, and a large backup camera with reverse sensing, heated leather, a heated steering wheel, and an 8.4-inch radio. They were $35,685 and are now only $26,987, well over 20% off. Call me at 989-673-4171 or visit us on the web at themoreautogroup.com.
You know what I'm going to ask you. We've been asking you for quite some time now. Are you sure? Well, are you? But before you answer that, you might be asking yourself, what does it mean to be sure? Sure is much more than just a hospital, pharmacy, senior living, vision center, primary care clinics in Elkton, Pigeon, Casehill, and Sepling, diagnostic imaging, lab work, diabetes education, specialty surgeries, physical therapy, and much more. In fact, it's a whole lot more. Sure is a culture. Sure is a set of beliefs. It's based on care and relies on trust. Sure stands for state-of-the-art technology. It's home to the top professionals in the industry. Sure provides well-being and a life worth living. Sure offers opportunity. Join our team today and take advantage of the rest of your life. Sure. Better health. Better life. So, are you sure?
Countryside Sales and Service of Sewing knows you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, their shop and parts department are still open too. They're open 6 days a week and late Tuesday through Friday nights for your convenience. They hope your breakdowns are few, but they know things happen at the worst possible times. So if you need Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts, tires, and custom hydraulic hoses, call ahead for parts pickup. Countryside sells what they run. Countryside wishes everyone a safe harvest. On your way through Owendale, stop at Stack's Market to fuel up, grab a deli sandwich or pizza, and get rolling fast. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network presentation of high school football. The MHSAA playoffs of the Upley Bearcats are on the road, taking on the Harbor Beach Pirates in the Division 8 pre-district, week number 1 of the postseason. Tonight marks the start of the third straight playoff run for the Upley Bearcats, and head coach Dave Coffin has the squad moving in the right direction. In fact, during his time at the Upley helm, Coffin has led the Bearcats to 5 postseason five postseasons and seven tries.
After 71 games, he's won 47 of them, only lost 24. It's a .662 batting average, and has won 19 of his last 22 games. That's a pretty good stretch.
So if Elvis Presley is known for his singing, and Henry Ford is remembered for the Model T, then certainly the Ugly Bearcats are not known for their passing game. But that's because they don't really need to. Year after year, it seems as if Ugly is able to find the next workhorse in the barn, ready to carry the ball straight through the heart of their defenders.